Hey there, hunters, and welcome back to the Friendly Gathering Hall. This is your host, Shy Tomboy, as I'm known on the PlayStation Network. And there's quite a few things that happened this week. This past week, I should say. We had the release of Monster Hunter World on the PC. However, I want to highlight that this podcast will still be following the events laid out on consoles. So, Xbox and PlayStation. I don't know if they'll be synced up in the future, and if they do, I'll let you know. However, as far as I know, right now Capcom does have two separate sites that actually show off the events as well. Alright, so with that being said, let's get right into it. First, let's start off with the bounties, as we always do. You have hunting 3 Toby Kadachis, 5 Flying Wyverns, and completing 5 9-star quests. That'll net you your usual reward of a golden egg and a Wyverian print. Now, moving along to our events, we have Flesh Cleave to Bone, which is the low rank hunting an Otogoron and Rabadon in the special arena. Then we actually have two of the hunting several monsters. The Deep Green Blues, which is the Ancient Forest, and that's Great Jagras, Puki Puki, Toby Kadachi, Anjanath, and Rathalos. And Rock and Roll Recess, which is Dodogama, Uragan, Lavasioth, and Azure Rathalos. Which, that's in the Elder's Recess, of course. And then, if you haven't gotten the Dante armor yet, Code Red came back this week. And that's hunting Anjanath, Otogoron, Rathalos, and Teostra in the arena. Keep in mind, this is also, you need extra red orbs, are what you get from that quest. They actually look relatively similar to Teostra gems, so don't get them confused. But you do need that for the layered Dante armored set that you can get from the Scorn of the Sun that is still around for another week. The Scorn of the Sun is the Arc Temper Teostra mission. And the last thing we have is Snow and Cherry Blossoms, which is the Tempered Pink Rathian and Tempered Legiana. That also gives you a bonus HR points upon completion, so if you're trying to rack up some fast HR, that's how you do it. And let's go ahead and take a look at the arena challenges. So, we still have Galen Fang Slay Event 3 that expires in 5 days, and then it looks like they brought back Challenge Quest 2 Beginner, which is hunting Palumo and Toby Kadachi in the arena. Oh, I guess it's technically a regular event. I forgot to cover it, but the Siege of Kove Taroth has returned for this week, and with the Golden Goddess, we have 14 new Rarity 8 weapons that you can get from her loot table. So if you feel like trying to get those, good luck farming her. Remember, you can always filter out your search whenever you're looking for a multiplayer. Alright, hunters, that is everything I have for you this week. There's been no new update since 5.0. And I don't believe there's been anything yet for PC. However, I do believe they're having connectivity issues similar to how the consoles did when they first released. So I'm sure they'll get a patch for that here shortly. Alright, everybody. Good luck on your hunts, and thank you for tuning in again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.